Welcome to Caribbean Millennials.
Hello, good day, Caribbean Millennials. Welcome to episode 30.
Oh boy.
All right.
The Whoa, dirty that 30. Happened fast.
Dirty 50. Might the be a dirty episode. Nah.
I don't know about all of that. But
yeah, you know, don't get anyone's hopes up.
We have a treat for you today. But before we get into all that, I would like to introduce our guest, Camille Govaya.
Hello, hello.
All the way from Puerto Rico.
Hey!
Living her best life.
I try my best.
She's right now joining us from a beach somewhere in San Juan.
Right?
I can't. I wish.
She's probably sipping a drink from a coconut or something, you know?
Actually, you know, a little later, pina coladas are on the list. That's not bragging, just saying.
And authentic coconuts, right? Not from the can, not from the bottle.
Not this
straight from the tree. Straight from the tree.
I'm so salty.
She have a ras that going and pick that for her.
Yes.
I
and
wish.
It with a slightly rusty cutlass.
Right? With on standby, waiting.
Yes.
You guys are putting together a better life than I actually have.
Yes, even ask her, my lady, you want me to cut it for you to get the jelly?
And
oh, I don't have to ask.
You see, they have that relationship. Wow. She don't even have to ask. He just knows.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, that sounds amazing. But how was your week, everybody? How was your week? You know, good week, bad week?
Bipolar.
Okay. Oh, boy.
All over the place. Bruh. It went from like 80 degrees one day to like 25 the next. I don't know what happened. I'm still confused. I have so many questions. But at this point, like we're 3 days deep into this cold, I just have to go with it.
I feel like it was bipolar for real for me. But I feel like it's something energetically. I don't know if it was new moon, you know, eclipse season.
This hippie shit. Eclipse season,
crystals,
chakra.
Planets are aligned.
Yeah. Planets aligned.
I may have to pull my tarot cards later today for
read a few palms.
Yeah. Align my chakras, you know, just a normal.
Sing a few spirituals.
Yeah. Contact my shaman.
All
right. What about y'all?
For me, good. I just booked my Vinci Mass tickets.
Ooh.
So I am doing St. Vincent Carnival this summer.
All right, I'm in the score right now.
Why did we invite Camille here just to like make us feel bad about
this girl just came here and just spent it on them. Like, yeah, I'm going to shit on them in the best way possible. Make them hate their lives.
Right? Forget about the Rasta who's, you know, cutting my coconuts here. I'm going to find one in St. Vincent. I'm going to have them in different area codes. It's a plan. It is a plan.
Just so y'all know, Camille is our resident travel junkie friend. Camille, do you even know how many countries you went to last year or how many you've been in this year?
Ooh, last year, maybe like 4 or 5. Total, though, definitely I'm almost at 30 countries.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm trying to get on up there.
Out of control.
My week was great, you know. Got to stay in for most of the week and work from home because people in Portland are not used to dealing with snow, so that was nice. But other than that, it was very cold. But you know,
no snow angels, no, you know, make a snowman outside.
Bad man don't do them things.
Igloos.
Black man don't do them things. Right? Especially island black man.
Right?
Yeah.
Bald island man.
Exactly. I had a few friends ask me for snow angels, and I was like, does it look like I'm in grade school? Like, come on. No. The ground is still dirty, right? No amount of snow can change that. And, so hoping for another snow-filled week next week.
I feel like living in North America and I guess maybe even Europe, I feel like it's the most painful time of year for weather because it's like, please end. Well, please, can we get some?
You see, it was going fine, in my opinion. Like, Texas, we were doing good. It was like 70, 75. And then one day, it was like, nah, B, you thought you escaped this cold winter? Joke's on you. 25.
I wouldn't even be surprised if, like, most tropical travel is booked in January or February because people are just over it.
Yeah, I think that is. I know that's the case for Florida, the snowbirds. So I'm almost positive it has to be for the Caribbean. Mm-hmm.
That's why spring break is such a big deal for people north of Florida. Like, because mm-hmm. it's so cold everywhere else.
Possibly.
But we will survive. We will persevere. And like the cavemen, we will continue carrying on.
How motivational. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, moving on to the news. You know, last week, the main news was Bob Marley's birthday and Grenadian independence.
Shout out to any Grenadian listeners we have that were celebrating their 45th independence anniversary, making some oil down and thing, you know.
Yeah. And I saw some videos on IG and they were partying it up. Some party powder, carrying fences. It looked intense. I was.
That's the next one on the list.
Right? You want to go there?
Oh, I've been to Jab Jab, and it was the best juve I've ever been to.
Yes, that is what Grenada is best known for.
I hope you lose your passport.
Don't forget the spice. Wow.
I wasn't going to say anything when you guys were talking about the cold, but you know, I don't have those problems.
Mind you, when I just...
Channeling warm thoughts.
Mind you, Vernon just told Camille he hopes she loses her passport, but like yesterday he was talking about, oh yeah, I'm totally gonna come visit you in Europe.
Yeah, but that's before she was like stunting on me, you know, like, hey, while you're over there suffering, I'm hopping all over the place. Look at me on Instagram.
You didn't want to go to the islands, right? You didn't want to go to Puerto Rico, all right? So you don't get to go to St. Vincent, all right?
But I've been to Puerto Rico already. What the hell?
And passing through does not mean you've been there.
No, I've actually been.
Have you?
Why are you making me suffer?
Puerto Rican dance, right? Have you engrossed yourself in the culture?
No. I totally didn't. I just went to shop. I was just like,
You see, exactly. Have you met a Puerto Rican Rastafarian?
Like, no, do they exist?
Exactly. Yes, they do. There's actually a reggae fest yesterday.
Oh, snap. Yeah, Camille was like all about the Puerto Rican
Rastafarians.
It was like a Puerto Rican Coachella.
It was like Rican Ras convention at the reggae fest.
I said like he cuts a coconut. I'm like, yo, that sounds so bad. Like,
And he plays in a band. Right.
Damn.
Yeah, but and you know, any Bob Marley fans, you know, big up.
Yeah, you know.
I feel like who isn't a Bob Marley fan? Like those are probably the.
I guarantee you can find somebody.
Trump supporters.
Yeah.
No.
I think the world is divided into two sets of people: people who like Bob Marley and people who know nothing about Bob
exactly.
Marley.
Exactly.
That's true.
Right there.
That's very
it's
true.
Not like, it's not like they don't like him; they just don't know anything about him or his music.
And if you introduce it to them, they're like, oh, this I love this beat. Why is my left foot? Oh, my goodness.
Or they might say something stupid like, oh, my God, I heard this beat. Did he sample this rapper? So, like, no.
Oh, my God.
He did not sample. No. Someone sampled this shit. Like,
funny story, right? We have a farm down in the south of Oregon, right? And that's where, you know, people are generally whiter than usual.
Yeah, okay.
We went down there, surrounded by white people with guns and big trucks. Okay. And, you know, farmers in like
sounds
Farmer
like
Brown.
Texas. Okay.
Yeah, like the whitest, most redneck people that you'll ever see. Well, they're not really redneck because the sun not that bad over there. But
wow.
I digress.
We have to be technical.
The hardworking, very in the boonies white people, right?
Okay.
Go down there, you know, introducing themselves. They hear my accent. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from St. Lucia. Oh, okay, that's in the Caribbean? Yeah. Is that close to Jamaica? Well, reasonably, you know, in the relative scheme of things.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. I was just listening to this Hot Bob Marley song. I was like, whoa. He's like, yeah, you have to come back down. We put it on the PA system with the speakers and we'll drink some bourbon. And I say, hey, all right. Okay.
Right. Bob Marley bringing red people together.
But that's the beauty of Brother Bob. About all the
other reggae bands he listens to now because of Bob. I was like, oh, wow, okay. And what his favorite song was. Yeah, it was nice. It was a nice one.
That's why Bob Marley is so important to the culture, though, right? Because he like brought so many people together and made them aware of, you know, the Caribbean and reggae music and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So, big up Bob Marley.
Yeah, so, man.
Always. You are missed.
Boy.
Now, getting into this week's episode.
Well, what's happening this week? It's Valentine's Day. Love.
Yeah. This whole month is about love.
Shoot me now. Right?
I was going to say, what's Valentine's Day? It's Thursday, actually. Shoot, I don't understand.
Yeah. That's what I feel as well, all right? It's just another
Thursday. I have to go to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Why you gotta be like that, you know?
What's really worrying?
If I don't get a day off, it's not a real holiday, okay? Right?
I mean, outside of that, it's like, okay, this could be the, you know, the rebel in me, you know.
Oh, my God.
Don't conform to the system, Babylon kind of thing, but... why I have to wait 1 year, 1 day out of the year to show my significant other how much I love them and all? Like, I should be telling you that all year round, B. So,
aww.
Right?
Anyway.
I wasn't trying to be sappy or anything.
Not even going to drive into that.
Just let you all know. That is just me fighting the system. All right? Babylon
the topic for this week. You know, other than all the sappiness Vernon is putting out right now.
No, I'm putting out no sappiness. I feel like I've said something outrageous or like, you know, highly offensive to make up for that, to counter that. But don't worry, it'll come later on in the episode.
Oh, I'm sure you'll make up for it. I'm sure. Trust me. Yeah,
Can't wait.
The topic for this week is Mr. / Mrs. Right versus Mr. / Mrs. Right Now.
Okay. Wait, should it be Miss or Mrs.?
Ooh.
It could be both, you know, because if they Mrs. Right, you might marry them.
No, but if they Mrs. Right, it's somebody else's Mrs. It's not your Mrs.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, that never stops some people.
Exactly.
Facts.
Well, we'll go Mr. and Miss Right and Mr. and Miss Right Now. You know, just because Mrs. Right and Mrs. Right Now would be a whole other episode.
We'll see what we can cover here.
Yes.
So what is your interpretation of Mr. / Miss Right Now?
I mean, it's simple. You know, that's somebody, you know, you wait for the moment. Like, you don't know if they're going to last till, like, next month. All you know is they see in this week Friday for now. Like, things good, you're rolling well, you know, you're going out, you're having fun, you're Netflix and chilling. But if he or she say the wrong thing, you can cut them off in a heartbeat.
All right.
So are you?
I agree.
Are you saying that like Miss whatever? I'm just gonna say.
Just say Mr.
I'm gonna say. So like the Mr. Right Now. Do you already know that he's for right now?
Nah, you may not necessarily know he's for right now. Okay. That's the thing. At some point, when you try to decide if he is like, you know, Mr. Right, that's when you may come to the revelation that he's just Mr. Right Now and that he may not see New Year's with you. You may have to cut him off, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Check it.
I think Mrs. Right, I'll just say the Right Now is based on a time in your life where you looking for that other body in terms of comfort and convenience. You're looking for that balance.
Throwback to cuffing season episode.
Exactly. Stuff like that. So the person is born of convenience. It's cold. I want that warmth. I'm lonely. I want that Netflix partner. Okay. Like, you know. And then, you know, they could evolve to the right. Or they could stay there right now because, you know, some people don't change. And maybe you already have in your mind what the right is. and the right now doesn't really match up to that. But as you mature going forward, the right now might become the right.
I somewhat agree with you. The part I have an issue with is the whole convenience thing. Like, yes, there's some convenience, but I think, like, it's a little more than that, the Mr. Right Now. Because, like, to me, like, at that point, y'all put labels on it. Y'all boyfriend, girlfriend, you're calling each other these things, you know. If you saw him, somebody sliding in his DMs, or he's sliding in somebody's DMs, you would get vexed, that kind of thing. So I feel like that's a little more than convenience, like cuffing season.
Yeah, so I think the categories of the right now, right? So for instance, there might be the right now on the lower end that's just like your buddy, you know? Like they come in and out, you know, like y'all have your arrangement, or it's your, you know, cuffing season person or whatever. But then there's also a category of Mr. Right Now that may evolve into your boyfriend, but like it's not that serious. It may or may not be serious to you, right? So you have the boyfriend, he's your boyfriend. Like if it evolves into something, yeah. If not, you know, he serves the purpose right now. Or he might be your boyfriend that you do think is serious, but y'all may not be aligned. You know, he might not be Mr. Right.
I don't know. I feel like so a requirement for Mr. Right Now is the person have to be your significant other. I feel when you're talking about like cuffing season, like your Netflix and chill person, that's all you'll do. I feel that's just a situationship right there.
Okay.
Yeah, agree. Yeah. At first I was thinking like Mr. Right Now would be a situationship and Mr. Right would be a relationship, but sometimes Mr. Right, you could be thinking it's Mr. Right, but really to him it could be a situationship or vice versa. Obviously.
I feel Mr. Right Now is like the gray area in between situationship and Mr. Right. That's what I think Mr. Right Now is.
I agree. I agree with that. Yeah. I agree that the Right Now is between, is more serious than a situationship, but it's not as serious as I want to marry this person and bear them children or give them children.
Yeah, like, or like, you know, they have one of your parents' numbers in their phone and they text them on a regular type thing. Or like,
or your parents have even met them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so,
You just date a person, you just tell your parents, yeah, I have a girlfriend, I have a boyfriend. Yeah, you don't need to meet them. They're not staying around too long.
Yo, the moment you say they're not staying around too long, you know. Like, yeah, that person is not Mr.
Well, so y'all segueing into that, right? So how do you define if somebody is right now or right? Like, how do you know that somebody is the one?
For me, it's that realization in your head that, you know, Mufu, you're not going to do any better than this right now. Like, you better not.
What is that? In a good way or bad?
It's like,
I don't know how that sounded.
It's not good or bad. It's the realization that you have reached your peak.
Yeah, you
have.
Right? Okay, there we go.
Yeah, you have
that's peaked. Better wording than I
you saved yourself.
What do you mean?
You have peaked in terms of what you can attain.
It's not you picked. You have surpassed what you would have regularly attained. So it's like, by right, you know you're supposed to be driving a BMW, but somehow you end up in a Maserati. Drive that bitch. Like, get out of the dealership quick.
Perfect
fast.
Analogy.
For some
perfect
reason, analogy. They in the back office, they approve you to buy that Maserati. Don't question it. Don't think twice. Just drive. Get in
perfect.
The car and leave.
Perfect.
Don't look
perfect.
Back.
Yes.
Oh, you left your phone inside there? Fuck that. You can get a new phone. All right?
Yes. That is it in a nutshell. That mindset in your head that, you know what? This is it. Like,
when you look at that person and it's like, why are you so dumb to be with me right now?
Exactly. Like, what did I do to deserve you? When you ask yourself that question, what did I do to deserve you? Oh my
God. Well, that makes me curious, right? Because, you know, I mean, Anushka and Vernon, obviously, well, I would hope you guys are each other's Mr. and Mrs. Right. So what do you guys think?
Wait, every day I just ask myself, why... Like, JK. Yeah, you thought I was going to say something crazy there. I know your thought I was going to say something crazy there.
I was expecting it.
But I think y'all skipped ahead to, like, the realization where you didn't talk about what were the things that made you come to the realization.
Well, that's why I asked you guys, right? Because there has to have been a point where you guys must have known. I don't know.
Before I talk about, like, me personally and how I made the decision, I'm going to talk about, like, the situation on a whole of what we're talking about. I think part of knowing, like, when somebody is Mr. Right versus Mr. Right now, it's like, maybe one day you're assessing your life, and, like, you're assessing where you're at in terms of growth and where you see yourself going. And in doing that, you notice, like, hey, I've seen all these things for me in the future, but I'm not seeing this person anywhere in that picture. And that tells you, well, yeah, that person, like, that person just not... you know, it for me in the long term. And that's part of what it was for me in making the decision, is that I was, you know, assessing, having one of those introspective moments, and I was, you know, looking at, you know, okay, where am I going with my life and what's happening? And, like, in all those things, I saw Anushka along with me in those things, you know? So at that point, it's like, okay, yo, like, that's my ride or die. She there with me, supporting me for everything. Like, yo, like, I must be a fool to not, you know, take that next step. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also feel like elements of, like, hardship that you'll have to go through together and overcome helps determine if somebody is right now.
I agree.
Because, you know, the difficult things that you go through together, you see how committed that person is to you. Yeah. And, you know, and how important your relationship is, or how important you are to them or they are to you.
You have to see how the person reacts in times of crisis.
But even, like, for yourself, like, it may make yourself aware of, oh, shit, I didn't even realize, like, I would do this for,
exactly,
you
for
know,
that person.
For that person.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's when you kind of put in the situations of hardship, because I think people think so much about the perfect, happy parts of the relationship, but determining right now is like, how do you fight, right? Because, you know, I was having a conversation with a friend earlier this week, and they had an experience, they're in a new relationship, and they had they do long distance, and they had a fight. Mm-hmm. And they came out of the fight, you know, even if, you know, they kind of, part of their weekend of being together was wasted in a fight, it was eye-opening to them, because it was the best, most respectful fight they had with a person in a relationship. So, like, for instance, when Vernon and I fight, we don't curse at each other. There's certain things that we do not say. That's just, you know, off limits. Because if I love you, I'm not going to, even if we have a disagreement, I'm not going to come out and disrespect you,
I try
or
to disrespect,
you know,
you, or say something to hurt you. Just
that's
to
real love.
You,
that's real that love.
Yeah.
You can argue with your significant other and not curse them and their family and their big head. Like, that is real love. That is real love. If two people can sit down and have, like, a genuine conversation, like, babe, I just really felt disrespected in this moment. And, you know, going forward, I just want you to really just be mindful of how you disrespect me in the future. But, you know, I still love you. Like, you know, that's real growth and love. Like, you know.
But that's what my friend was saying. Like, after they fought, you know, even, like, later on that afternoon or day, the guy was like, you know, I'm going to work with you. You know, like, we in this, you know. I don't care that we had whatever fights, but, you know. Like, I'm
here.
Yeah,
it's one of those things, like, yeah, I may be mad at you, but I still love
and,
you.
And they said all something, right. So thing is, like, I love you, I just really don't like you right now.
Which is honest.
Yeah.
I think, and you have to appreciate honesty.
So I think that level of growth is where you kind of start to see the realization, like, okay, this is the person for me, this is where I need to be going forward. And I'll be honest, that in my experience, that kind of thing, I'm not married, but that kind of thing kind of changes over time, what you deem to be right and what you deem to be the right now. Like my views of what the right is from when I was 20
are
totally different from now that I'm approaching 30. Like, you know, it's a totally different ball.
It's true.
Stuff that what I was looking for is like not even making the list anymore.
Part of the thing is when we were 20, for some reason, we thought we were like the most grown people in the world. You thought you had seen shit.
Oh my God, you're 20 years old now and you're just like,
as I am 30, in my mind, I'm like, if I could go back in time and talk to 20-year-old me, bruh, I would have a different outlook on life altogether. I'd be like, yo, nigga, like, what you think is an issue right now, like, trust me.
Yeah, I'd probably be like, bitch, calm the fuck down.
Yeah, I would be like, bitch, calm the fuck down. Trust me. Yes.
Well, I want to challenge because Adani mentioned that growth, right, in Mr. Right and finding out who Right is. But, like, couldn't Right Now help you grow?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you that. Right Now is always a stepping stone, you know, a growth session. Because you, by Right, you should be coming out of the whole Right Now situationship. With, like, as a grown individual, you've learned a lot, and you don't make the same mistakes. Now, granted, I said should. They have some people who just, like...
never learn.
It's not they never learn. I think they're just not ready to grow up yet. And I think everybody here on this podcast right now knows somebody like that. Maybe they may not necessarily know them personally. They know them from watching the social media interactions. So you watch what they did and like, yo, you're just not growing up. You're just not learning. You keep going back in the same situations over and over. But maybe one day they'll finally like grow up and realize, yo, maybe like them same fellas or girls that I keep running back to over and over, they're just not it for me. And I need to look for something completely different. But yeah,
that moment you're on your couch just contemplating that, like, I want to go to the bar or the club anymore. Like, this is just old.
Right? I keep bringing the same people home over and over. It lasts in the same amount of time. Maybe I need to do something different. Once you see you making them kind of revelations, them comments, that's when you know you make some growth.
Well, and then here's the thing, right? The Right Now person... you may come to the realization that they're the Right Now person when your growths are not at the same rate or the distance is too far for, you
know. I'm snapping my fingers.
You know, so like, now it's no problem if, you know, somebody, you know, still wants to go to the club and the other wants to go out, right?
No problem
because you can come to compromises in the relationship. Oi, that's not my speed. Like, go on your business. I'm cool with it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has their different things. But, you know, when you kind of take that fork in the road and it's like a core difference of identity and like what I want, you know, moving forward, how I want to spend my time, what I place value in, and that's not the same or, you know, similar enough anymore, then that's where you kind of...
I mean, for it may be an issue or, I guess, a disparity, you know, showing where you are when maybe the person, Mr. Right Now, thing is every Friday, Saturday, go out and club, drink, wake up the next day at like 1 o'clock, and for you, maybe you want to... wake up at like 9 o'clock, go to a class at the gym.
So,
you know,
I mean, here's something.
Maybe
that
you're on your
say.
Buying appliance shit in your life at this point.
Well, here's something I'm gonna say, right? Mr. Right Now may have been Mr. Right for you in the moment, but for who you're trying to be, he's not the Mr. Right.
Yeah, okay. So, a thing about Mr. Right Now, they always write in the moment, you know. They always write in the moment. It's when you make that level up, then you know if they're Mr. Right.
Like, the question how long is that moment?
Yeah. Like, when they level up, do they go up to the next level with you? Like, it's like, oh, my nigga, I got the promotion. I'm going up to the next floor in the building. Do you bring them with you? Or do it's like, bye, I'll see you in the lobby from time to time.
Yeah, so like, I mean, another one of my friends, you know, they recently got out of a relationship.
And shout out to messy friends.
I love you guys. I don't think y'all are messy. But this is what Vernon thinks about you also.
Yo, I don't know what she's talking about, but maybe I do. Fight me on Twitter.
He knows like none of my friends on
You know my number. Call me. We can hash this out.
No, but one of them recently got out of a relationship that was a long-term relationship. But throughout the how many years they were in a relationship, she always felt like she was growing at a faster rate than him and was more mature than him. And she was really just kind of waiting for him to catch up. But she's like, I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing. Yeah. And she's like, I see the potential in him. I know when he like flips the switch, like he's going to be unstoppable and like going to be on that speed.
I still haven't seen it, guys. Still haven't seen it.
But but it's also that, like, when is it? And the funny thing is, while she was waiting for that and, like, putting effort into him, he's the one that ended up breaking up with her.
Wow.
Niggas and I think that's shit. The thing with Mr. Right Now, right? It's like there's always that hope that people are putting in there. And once you step out of the who is this right now zone, then you have to decide, did I settle? Was I just impatient? Was I trying to fill some void? Or like,
let me
you
ask
know?
You another question. Well,
a question that comes up before you go over there.
Yeah.
Is it always mutual, or can your you can be with somebody who thinks you're they're right, but you think that they're right now, and vice versa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Agreed. But Hella, I was going to ask a question. Here's a question. In that situation, when you know you're there investing in somebody, you know you've seen the potential and you know like they're going to be something big, is it okay for you to tell them, hey, yo, let me let you know, I'm investing in you, I need to get your shit together because all this I put in you, you need to be something.
So, well...
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, let's pause on that. Let's think about that, right? Because it depends on how, it depends on the nature of your relationship, because it could be one, so you're trying to change me. So you don't love me for who I am.
No.
Very true.
Hella. But I just tell you, I see something in you. I see greatness in you. Maybe that's what Michelle Obama told Barack. She's like, yo, my G, I see it in you. You can be the next president. I'm going to invest in you. But you have
that
to get
your shit together. That communication could turn the right now into the right.
Exactly.
But well, I think it could also come across as like disrespectful too.
How is no, I don't think that's if you see
I think woman, that's how you see, know if that's the Mr. Right or Mr. Right Now.
If somebody
if
have
they are disrespected
guts,
by that,
yeah,
then they do you know they're not the right.
They're not ready to be a Mr. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. That maturity level shows like, you know what, like looking into myself, I can see what she's talking about. She came across a bit harsh, but I can see what she's talking about and I need to do better.
Let's flip this.
Who does this girl think she is?
So how would it be if a guy was telling a girl that?
How you mean? To me, you should feel like, yo, Mitzi, like I can be something great for real. I out here doubting myself. Maybe I should stop doubting myself and, you know, take that leap on that business idea I had or do something, you know?
I don't know. I think it depends.
I mean,
like,
I think
that could go like real. I get what you're saying, but I feel it can go like real south.
It can go. Quick. Okay, the delivery can make it go south, but even if the delivery is bad, maybe you take a step back and you look and you listen to what the person's saying and it's like, yo, this person's seeing something in me and they're trying to push me to be, you know, to be the best I can be, then, yo, see the problem.
Delivery notwithstanding, right? If you talk to somebody with respect, I don't see why, if they were a mature individual, they would lash out. For instance, right? I'm with a girl, right? She wants to launch a company to make flowers, right?
Okay.
And I'm telling her, like, you know, I really see a market in this. I really think you could be good at this. I really think this could be your it thing and that you could change the game, right? You're really going to tell me, oh, you're just trying to, you know what? I don't make enough money for you. Like, you're really going to start with that? Like, you
it's,
know?
Yeah,
but
you're putting it
in the context of business, but it could be
no, but
things.
It's just an example.
Yeah, because it's not like I come in and say, hey, listen, you're being a basic bitch right now. I think you can be better. If somebody
but there
are
many relationships that people doing that.
Well, then that's disrespectful. That's why you need to punch that person in the face. And go on your business. Because the fact that you think of me as a basic bitch right now, that's a problem in itself.
Exactly.
Forget everything else you just said.
Uh-huh.
But if I come and say, yo, Like, Heather, I love you. I see you going great places. I see you doing great things. I try and help you get there. All right? How you will get mad at me for telling you that?
Yes, I get you. I get you. But like, for something, I mean, but it could go from like small to large, right? Isn't that a double standard then? Isn't that a double standard?
How is that a double standard?
Wait, what?
No, that like that a woman can tell that to a man, but if a man was able to tell that to a woman, like they would, you know, flip a table.
I think it's what it's being said on. I think that business thing goes both ways. But
okay,
like,
so what kind of let me be said on?
Things like appearance, things like how you dress, things like, I feel like girls tell guys things all the time about like how they dress and how they present themselves. Yeah, so guys should
be able to tell girls about that.
Especially if you'll access for our
input. Can I tell your feelings? Yeah. Don't come and ask me if that looking good on you and I tell you, nah, I really like the way it's looking on you. And then you get vexed, huh?
But I think the thing is, a lot of times like girls like change the whole thing about like how a guy like dresses and presents themselves.
So Heather, you know so, that, okay, right? So Heather. So you're telling me, and I'm not saying that you're saying it's right, but you're telling me in some girls' mind they think it's okay for them to come into a fella's life, change his entire wardrobe, but he cannot tell her, yo, I don't like them shoes you wearing, wear another pair of shoes instead. That's a problem. That's what
you're
telling
me. My opinion is not
Camille, valid. What do you think?
I was going to say,
Mrs. Wright.
I see where Anusha is coming from in terms of like, if we had to flip the script and if a man was going to tell a woman like, you know, even I love you, but this is what I see. Maybe if you were doing this, we could go further. The woman, because I think just the way that, especially when we're looking at women's rights and evolving in that right now, a woman could take that and already feel like she's not doing enough and you want me to do more. When maybe she could. So I guess it kind of depends on, you have to be comfortable with who you are first.
Okay.
To know whether that person, if they're communicating, so you could think about it and say, you know what, this person's right. Or be like comfortable with yourself to say, no, I'm not going to change. And then, you know, that's when you decide if the relationship's going to be over or whatever is over.
The other thing to that is if somebody thinks you're the right now, they might not even bother to change your appearance or improve you in any way.
Because
they're like, yeah, you're just a passing cloud. So
and I don't disagree with that. But so, my thing is, as a guy, if I come and I tell you, hey, I see us going real far and whatnot, but I go to be honest, I have a couple of things like you're doing I don't really like, or maybe I think maybe you can work on. And I am like, I myself, I know I have things I can work on, but I tell you what I feel you can work on, and you get mad at me for telling you that, bye. Done.
I wish it was that simple.
No, it
but I mean,
is
people
simple.
Are made of so many layers.
Yep.
So it's you never true. Really know.
Well, Camille, I want to let you know for Vernon, it's oh that simple. Okay?
It's true.
I'm going to be honest. Because here's my reason why it's that simple. The fact that you cannot see that I want better for you. And I can see you doing better and being better. And you can't see I want better for you. Or you see it as me insulting you in the moment. That tells me where your head at and where you are personally in terms of personal growth.
But you have to realize, too, that's so your idea of what that person can do better. But what about their idea of what better is for themselves?
Okay, and that's fine. No, Camille, that's not fine. But if I told you that and you didn't get mad at me and you communicated with me that, hey, I hear you and you think that's better for me, but in my mind, I don't think that's better for me. I'm not ready for that. I see me going, hey, whatever. And you tell me in a respectful way without getting mad and getting upset at what I said. Then I see, yo, maybe I might say, okay,
agreed.
You heard me. We communicated like two adults here and whatnot. And we can compromise and meet in the middle and go from here. But the moment you start, you want to get mad and, oh, you just call me a basic bitch, blah, blah, blah. I'm out. Like, I don't have time for
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, like...
This man is all about logic and reason.
It's not only that I'm about logic and reason. It's that you have to realize that at some point you reach an age in your life where you're just not about the bullshit.
Yeah.
You get tired with this, the same back and forth, you know, song and dance.
Agreed.
You know, you're trying to live your best life. You're not trying to go back and forth with these niggas. Okay?
Well, so I think, okay. Adani, before we go on to where I think you're going next, what are the things, what are just the categories of what to, because I think somebody earlier mentioned, your list, right? Because in determining the right or right now, you know, it's, you know, whether somebody meets your list or blows up your list or, you know, that kind of thing.
You don't want to settle.
We're looking for 75% plus list penetration.
Oh my God.
You have to meet 75% of the criteria on set.
Yeah, at least. Okay. At least.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have a 25%, you know.
And know. I think that's very reasonable. In science, plus or minus 2 is the variable.
Right? That is.
So 25% is like, whoa.
Variance plus or minus 2.
Yeah, 25%, that gives you a lot of room for growth.
But you know? I think what you say brings up a good point, because there are a lot of people who have their list and and don't want to compromise on their list. And they may focus on one part of the list as being, you know, such a crucial factor, when really that's probably only like a 5-10%, you know.
And to these people, I say good luck. I hope you learn and enjoy being with yourself.
Wow.
Because you're going to be there for a while. Yeah. That could stop them from finding their right now.
Yes.
If they cling too tightly to that.
If you say you're clinging tightly to that list, you're closing yourself off to all options.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can say from a male perspective, the list is just a guide, you know? It's like Google Maps, right?
It could
take you to where you're going on a straight path. But you could take a side street.
Exactly.
So you could venture off the path.
That's what I was about to say.
You know? And you could still reach your destination.
It's a loose guide. But you see, Adani, me and you, we know people who have clung to that list. They stuck to that list.
Only to be with somebody that's not anywhere on
that list. Exactly.
So people change.
I think you bring up a good point there, because it's like, if you can step away from the list and end up with somebody different, it's like, it shows growth, because it's like, this is what I thought I maybe needed or wanted, but you know.
Well, it's not, I wouldn't say step away from
it's
the
just
list.
That
if you're willing to alter your list, because everybody has the list.
Mm-hmm.
Not even that, but the list is very scientific,
or maybe
brain oriented.
Maybe
but
you
when
go
you
from
meet
you
people,
70% to 50.
When you meet people in the real world, it's very heart oriented, like, and soul oriented. Whereas the list is more based on your mind and facts. But if you meet somebody in like a random restaurant and like y'all hit it off, and then like you like looking at the list, they missing like another.
It's like you looking at the list and you're like, damn, I shouldn't be talking to this person. But right now, for some reason,
she's
giving me that tingly feeling. I need to stay there and keep talking to her. Then it's like, well.
Yeah, the list doesn't account for love. And
so I saw a funny thing on Instagram this week. It's like, if you're. I'm trying to remember it, but it's like a girl talking to a guy, and if he's like in his 20s and he doesn't have kids, if he's in his 20s and he doesn't have kids, it's like, okay, you don't have kids, da, 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 da. And you're talking to a guy then in his 30s and he says he doesn't have kids, then she's like hardcore, like ragging into him, you sure you don't have kids?
Why?
You sure you're not a deadbeat father? Are you just a playboy out here, you know, that kind of thing.
Wow. Okay, I'll have you know that bald, black, bearded men from the Caribbean are very wholesome.
Oh boy.
Okay. All right. Just putting that out there. That's a fact. You can check this.
So head on. You'll bring up a list. Camille, you have a list? I'm assuming you have a list.
That's another
episode.
My list had to change, right? Like, at first I used to think. Then as I got older, I realized, you know, especially, like, men with no kids, that was on my list. I was like, I'm too young to have to deal with men with kids.
You need to be a stepmother, that's what you're saying, huh?
Right, I've changed and I've evolved, and I'm like, well, okay, now I'm at the age where, okay, that might be a thing. Or I had to sit and decide, like, okay, what's my want versus what's my need? For example, I would want a man who could travel with me. But I would need someone who's at least open to travel. So even if he's never traveled in his life, as long as he's open to that idea, then, you know, so if I met a guy and he was like, I've never left this country. And I'm like, ugh, traveling is on my list, you know. But he said, but I've always wanted to go. Then I'd be like, okay, you know, okay, this could be something.
Yeah, that's, that makes sense.
But then I think it's also like, also, what is the underlying theme on your, on that item of travel? Like, is it that you want to travel or is it that you want adventure? Right?
And that could obviously change, right? And that's the thing. Like, you have to have a mindset where you can't just limit to that list. Like Adani said with his beautiful analogy of Google, there may be some side streets. Things are going to have to change. And that's why you can't, like, stick to that list so, you know,
because
so strictly.
Because even, like, what I was thinking there is, you know, you may think you want to travel, but it could be that you... what you're missing with your travel is your need for adventure. So the guy may very well show you that, oh, let's just, instead of like traveling far, let's go on adventures locally. Like, let's go skydiving. Let's go wakeboarding.
That's true. And maybe that's that right now. That right now is supposed to expose you to that, or the right can expose you to that. Right. I feel like either way, one of those can. Mm-hmm. So Anushka, do you want to counsel me for free on the weekends? I'll pay you. Sit on the couch and just...
husband is giving me judgy looks right now. I get frequently lambasted for... You still on the phone? Who are you talking to?
I'm not giving Jeju looks. I'm giving Jeju because she has a hat of mine on, and she's like bending the brim and doing all types of things. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? Like,
I'm just like breaking it in for you, babe.
Don't break it in for me. Can
I? So, bringing this back to the Caribbean perspective, right? How does the right now and the right look like across the Caribbean generations in terms of our grandparents, our parents, and us? Like, I know we are a lot less willing to settle for we cannot get the right. Like, we believe that we can. Whereas, like, maybe our grandparents were more like, there is no right now. Like, this is just how it is.
So let me share something. I think
before Anushka share her thing, can I say something?
Sure, my love.
Okay. I think back then the older generations, Mr. Right now could have turned to Mr. Right quick fast. Like, you with Mr. Right now, you're having your fun, and then whoops, I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, that just forced Mr. Right now to become Mr. Right.
Mr. Right.
Okay.
Because I feel like back then, a lot of people, they stayed with that person. It's like, well, we're in this situation now where I'm pregnant. The next thing is we get married and we just live our life.
Okay, let me just drop something, right? Depending on what time period you're referencing,
yes,
right? Women's rights and women's say, like, wasn't as much of a thing, right? So it's like the list, right? The man could have his list, but maybe it wasn't even the woman assessing the man on her list. It was her family assessing his validity for the list. So even, you know, how things have progressed, women have a lot more power and say in who they're with and why they're with them.
We have all the power, you know, in my opinion.
Right. I think another thing that has changed is quantity in terms of dating and partners and that kind of thing, right? Because, you know, you could be with one person this week, another person. You could be talking to multiple people now.
Well, I feel
Let me finish. Yeah. You could be talking to multiple people now, literally just for your phone and whatever, but like back then, whenever the time period is, you would do that and you'd be considered a hoe or a slut, right?
We date now, that's what you're saying. We do a lot.
I mean,
more.
It's not that they didn't date or court before, but there's more quantity and it's a faster kind of turnaround
and it's
situation. And it maybe, I think they're
yeah, that's how I was trying
it
to,
is
yeah.
more accepted yeah. now. Of course, people have their. I think the range of beliefs is different versus, you know, saying it's more accepted or not, but there's a wider range of beliefs or wider range of acceptance, right?
Okay.
Because even Justin talking to however many people on Tinder or whatever, right? Like, people have their own rules of engagement in, like, oh, is this acceptable or not acceptable within how you talk to those people, yeah, and what you do and that kind of thing. So I would say, generationally, the quantity has changed. Generationally, the power and voice of women has has changed.
Okay.
Well, I think religion plays a big role too. Like, my grandma on the Guyanese side, she told me this story about how she was supposed to marry someone else, and then she ended up meeting my grandfather because he worked the Woolworth store that was in Guyana. He was the manager. And one day her dad was a police and saw her on his motorbike. And that was just unacceptable. She was pulling
the bike back.
Yes. Oh my God, don't say that. That's grandma now, but you know, it's still funny. But yeah, she said the moment that her dad saw that, he was like, no, you have to get married. And so that kind of right now in an informal sense, because of religion, you know, that became a right, Mr. Right. And so then she ended up marrying him because of, he said to my grandfather, if you are going to be doing these things, you need to have her hand in marriage.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And that was it. You know, there's no ultimatum. This is what has to happen. So, so I think that's how it's changed.
Well, even on that topic, right? So my father's also from Ghana and he grew up in a large family. You know, he has 11 brothers and sisters and it's a Hindu family, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So when I look at my aunts and uncles, a lot of them married within the Hindu religion, and some of them maybe even had somewhat of the older ones maybe had somewhat of an arranged marriage, and the ones who maybe married outside of religion at the time, there was a little, you know, taboo there. So even like my father who married outside of religion and race, you know, my grandmother on his side wanted us to all have Indian names, right? Because we were not, you know, going to follow the exact thing. But then I look at the next generation, which is all my first cousins, and you see how things have changed. Some people married Indians, Catholic Filipinos, Italian Catholics, like Trini, you know, Black, like all kinds of things on the spectrum. So I think the religion and time and race, you know, also kind of changed as values changed and people moved and that kind of thing. Because the other thing is, the world is so much more open now, right?
Yeah.
Even in terms of accessibility.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the options, which may make it worse, right? Because, like, if you have to think of St. Lucia or whatever island yours was, right? If you have to go back to your grandparents, like, if your grandfather was in, you know, from Vieuxfort, and your, which is the south of the island, and your grandmother was in Ancillary, unless your grandfather was, you know, doing some mileage or whatever, those people probably would have never crossed paths, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas nowadays, just within a country, you know, that's no scene for you to be dating somebody, you know.
And that's how our grandparents, especially our grandfathers, had multiple families.
Right. So even then, right, they were getting married, but they were, some of them were still keeping their, they were keeping their options open. They were following the cultural norms.
So they were Mrs. Right, and they still had their Mrs. Right now.
They had them both. Yep. Had their cake.
And there was no calling the other woman. There was no going in her DMs. There was no out social media.
It was super separate.
Yeah. You wouldn't even know. You would just know he was going for the weekend.
So I was going to ask then, because, you know, there are a lot of smaller towns, you know, smaller villages throughout the Caribbean. How do you think that affects the right now versus the right? Because, you know, you kind of don't know, or you're not seeing, like you guys said, you're not seeing much outside of your island or your village. So do you think that changes, like, the list of what is right versus right now, or do you think it's the same?
I think it just makes it bigger. Like, it just gives you so many more options, and that's not necessarily a good thing.
Ah. So kind of if you're living in ignorance, or like ignorance not being bad, but like not knowing other things.
Yeah. Ignorance might be bliss in that point. Like, because now you can meet, like, you could meet millions of people just from your phone. Like literally just from your phone screen. And none of them might be the right one for you, or even the right now for you.
You know, but some of them could be a Nigerian.
You could meet somebody. Your parents could meet somebody in their local village, and like, you know, that was just it for them. Like, you know, it's not any better.
But now, is
that outside,
like,
there was a whole globe of other potential people that they could meet.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, in the world of 90 Day Fiancé, all things are possible. You can even import your...
Import it.
Yep, possible. It's possible. There are all kinds of... I mean, look at shows like The Bachelor and all these shows where people like actually go on TV and compete to be one person.
No,
like,
but
there are all kinds of crazy options in the spectrum now.
But I agree with you, Adani, in that when you see you in your island, your list is confined to what you know of people from that island. So you know the characteristics and the behavior, you know what to expect, and you check off what you want and what you don't want. The moment you see you start, like, maybe you go to another island or you're traveling a lot, that list, the options of things you can put on that list, it expands exponentially.
Uh-huh.
And maybe at some point, it becomes like, maybe you just start blanking off whole islands altogether. Whole places, like, okay, well, I don't want a girl from Japan now, or I don't want a man from Canada, and these kind of, you know?
That plays into your list, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because your list might be like, you don't want anybody that's not in your culture.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like your list, you start to like augment your list like significantly once you see you get that worldview. So,
yeah, but I think by contrast, right? Like, if you... Like, yeah, you could travel, but, like, let's say you're based in your country, right? You know, let's say you live in Trinidad or St. Lucia or whatever. I've had friends who've moved, you know, back home and have been single, and they've been like, wow, dating in St. Lucia is such trash. Like, or the selection of, like, people is such trash that the guys that approach you and, like, rolling hard on you, have a woman, or, you know, like, that kind of thing. And there's that culture. And they were so disgusted that it was so upsetting that, you know, people blatantly seeing these guys come in to you and they know they have a woman, sometimes a woman and child, right? But nobody's saying anything. But also, like, just the dating in the small island culture, like, everybody's like watching your every move and who you talk to and that kind of thing.
Not defending, maybe kind of,
but I don't know.
But I think like for some people, it's like you out here, you dating, you talking to this person, you should have done your background check, your due diligence, your homework to know that this person talking to you have somebody. Because in their mind, it's like, yeah, the island is small enough for you to find out. If I know, you should know. That's what they probably say.
Now let me put a scenario to y'all, right?
I'm not saying it's right.
Let me put a scenario to y'all, right? Both, think about this, right? Both in your past, like 10 years ago, and now, right? If you had the option for both the right and the right now at that point in time, what factors would mold your decision to go with one or the other?
Like, if you had them at the same time, like
if
your
they
life.
Both came into your life.
They both came into your life.
You're sitting on a beach, sipping your coconuts, and one coming, the right coming from the left out of the water, and then the right now coming from the right, you know, out of his car. Like, and they both walking towards you, like, I see this dark shabbing. I'm about to mark.
Really? How did I know?
So you have to think about it, like,
say,
the perspective
about to
of
cut
now,
some coconuts for her.
The perspective of now, and then the perspective of like 10 years ago.
I guess it depends on the place you're at as an individual, right? Or like, what you're looking for.
Yeah, like you even say 10 years ago, and I'm like disgusted at that thought because, like,
hold up,
10 years ago, like 10 years ago, I was 17, and like I may have thought that I was, you know, I knew something and knew whatever at the time, but in retrospect, it's just like, oh, like I shouldn't have even been able to make certain decisions. So
what if it's 10 years ago, I may not have lasted.
No, well, you did last. No, because
I was like, whoa, hold on now.
And it did.
You were almost on the chopping block.
I think I told you.
I didn't know about this.
I think I told you about this, right? Because I was 17, away at school. I was already in a relationship with Vernon. What were you, four years or something like that? And we're doing long distance, like talking, like that's my right, you know, that's my Mr. Right, as far as I'm concerned. But then there was a guy at school that was like hardcore trying to enroll on me and proposition me for sex.
Guys, I didn't know I was on an episode of Chopped. I never knew this.
No, but
I could have been packing my knives up and going home. Oh my God. Right.
But I guess at the time, you know, maybe I wasn't so naive because for me personally, I could see through that guy and I saw like he was just trying to like smash and, you know, like get a number or body or whatever. And I knew what I had and I wasn't going to like go and put myself in that situation for what, right? But still thinking like 10 years ago, I feel like Vernon and I are strange situation, but even like just thinking about a Mr. Right at 17 like seems wild.
Which... I mean, like, even though like we were in a relationship at that point, I wasn't like necessarily thinking like, oh my God, this is the one, I'm going to marry her kind of thing. Like, I think at that point, we were just like...
The worldview was still so small.
Well, it's not even that it was so small. I think we were just taking like one day at a time. Like, mm-hmm. Yo, let me just see where this goes.
One day at a time.
But I think even in hindsight, us talking and thinking about this now also like puts you in the shoes of what your parents were probably thinking, what? Like mm-hmm. looking into your like relationship at 17 years old. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, for me, it was like, what, 20? But the perspective of having these two people was like, just like, I wasn't even thinking about the right. Like, everything in the was just in the moment. Like, hey, I know you. Yeah, you make me laugh. I make me laugh. You know? Why can't we just, you know, go to get a pizza, go see a movie, hang out? Right? Like, you know, like, you know, nothing was that serious. And then I went to university and you're just like, shit, I have none of my normal friends. You are now the person that I talk to the most. So, hey, let's make something happen here. And then it went to another level in university where, like, I just rather be alone. And then it transformed. It's like, now I'm mature, okay. Now I feel like I can be in a relationship and actually provide some kind of benefit to someone else.
Again, yeah. I guess it was just like me being an anomaly. For me, it was like, well, I mean, we were in a relationship. Then I went off to university. And then, I mean, you know, like, sometimes people go off to university, maybe they're doing long distance, and maybe, like, it breaks up because they start seeing other people in their eyes and whatnot. And for me, it was like, I saw the pill in my eyes, but it was like, I just couldn't stand him.
Yeah, I have this scientific process whereby as much as I like you, I rate you based on how much time I can spend with you before I can.
Oh my gosh.
Well, it's not that alone. You see, part of the thing was, think about it. We went off to university when we were 20. And being a 20-year-old from the Caribbean, mm-hmm. you are a lot more mature than a 20-year-old from the US. So imagine you entering into university at 20 with freshmen. A US freshman is like 17, 18. They haven't drank, they haven't experienced anything in life. And you've experienced so much. So for you, at that point, you're looking at these people and you're like, oh, like, you're just disgusting me. You're out here, you're just sucking face with each other.
I will say at 20, like, I wasn't even thinking that far ahead. Like, at 20, I was just like, damn, these people want to hang out with me? Like, shit, I have no other friends, so... Hey, let's hang out.
I was thinking
about, like, hey, you disgust me or whatever. Like, once they want... super immature, like, you know, and they were at least nearby my level of interaction, then, you know, because at 20, I would say this, I wasn't that mature myself.
Yeah, I'm so, not saying I was that mature, but I
so think... I wasn't going to harp on. And where I went to school, it wasn't like a bunch of 17-year-olds. Because I went to a community college. There were also people that were older than me, people that were younger than me, people that had had like hardships in their life. That's why they didn't originally go to like a 4-year college. So they went to a community college first where they had to take care of their kids. Yeah. So there are a lot of people I would say that were in the bracket of like 17 to 19 and very mature, very like working 2 jobs and still going to community college at night at 17 and 18. Like, yeah, that's very mature.
Yeah, well, I would say at different points, like I would, like, for example, if I was in college, maybe looking back, I would probably have only been looking for a right now, like maybe thinking I wanted a right, but really I wanted a right now because I was studying. I was focusing on school. Like, you know, in my mind, there was no time for really that because it might, you know, distract you versus, you know, later on, maybe in my later 20s, like now some people discover themselves at different points. A right now would have been perfect at that time because now I want to explore and see dating, et cetera. But now maybe I'm thinking, okay, I need a right. So it's kind of like at different points. And I think right now with millennials too, like right now has a more positive connotation. Women might not necessarily want to be, or men might not necessarily want their Mr. Right because they're waiting to handle all of these things, finances, work.
Very true.
So I think that's kind of changed with our generation. Okay,
but I've had people, right? I've had women tell me that I am not the right now, right? I am the right. So they cannot date me right now.
Okay. Because, that you're the right. But
yeah, I'm the right, but I'm not the right now. They cannot date me right now because at the point they are in their life, they'll destroy me or they'll make me cry. Just women's perspective of you from the outside looking in that, you know, you like well-mannered and you kind and, you know, you're trying to go places. So you're not a bad boy. You know, you can't handle me the way I want to be handled.
But at this moment, I want it right now.
not knowing that I was a master at choking. Anyway,
you go CPR.
Right?
I can resuscitate you.
It only went to face level. But it's that thinking, you know, that this person I see here, they embody the characteristics of what I want in the future. But this is what I'm looking for right now in terms of like a wild ride, somebody that's outgoing.
I think there's also something that with love, it transcends the list or like the thinking of right, because love or infatuation or whatever you want to call it still has an emotion and a feeling attached to it, right? Because like, yeah, you could be the picture and like you are what makes sense, but you not what, according to Vernon, gives them the tingles, you know what I mean? Or because I think that's a thing for people, right? They could be talking to somebody and it makes sense, but if there isn't that spark, right?
Right.
They don't, you know, it doesn't connect or like drive them as much, you know, than if there's a spark or the chemistry or something, because we have that concept that, you know, for love, you're supposed to feel that thing that lives outside of a list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very true. So in conclusion, right?
Whoa, that went quick.
Yeah.
Are you cutting us off, Uli?
Am I?
Because it was getting good.
We will have to continue.
This is how our listeners are going to feel. Like, what?
Right? Yeah.
That's how they're going to feel. But we're going to continue, right? Because this theme is going to carry out for the rest of February. But in conclusion to this scenario, just give me some end thoughts from each of you guys.
Okay. Well, my part of my thing is to what you were saying about like the person telling you, oh, you're the right person, but you're not right now. I feel like that's a bad thing, because if you have to go off of I need to get certain things in order, maybe you'll never be ready. Like, you spend all that time like, okay, like when are your finances ever really 100% in order?
As a millennial. When you die,
and even then, I feel like they're not in order. You check what I say, like, to me, like, you're never really ready. So like, maybe sometimes you need to just take that leap of faith and just like, yo, hop in and let me see how it works out. Like, if the person is right, yo, it go work. Like, no matter how messy your life is, it'll work. Maybe that person will be the person that'll help you get your life together and in order. So, yeah.
I would say be open, because life always comes at you with surprises. Mm-hmm. Because you may never expect that the person that you met and started dating when you were 14 would end up being the person you would marry 14 years later, right? Or you may, or you may even, you know, say, I don't like white guys. I don't like white guys, whatever, whatever. But one day, some white guy just comes and sweeps you off your feet, right? And you cannot... What?
White guys know how to sweep?
Daddy, she said it and I was laughing. I'm like,
It's not in any bad
way. There might be one white guy out there that's a person for you that knows how to sweep.
I just imagine a white guy with the bathroom our parents have, or like the straw broom, like sweeping away in the garage. And like, I just can't see it. Like, I just imagine my mother coming out and says, like, the garage still not clean, you know.
You don't sweep anywhere.
No. But like, even for things like that, right? It may just be like the vessel that somebody comes in may not, you know, meet your expectations. Somebody may say, oh, I don't like ball guys. I'm never going to be with a ball guy.
Let's be real. People don't see that.
They meet a Danny. He's talking to them the whole time. He has a hat on. They don't really know he's bald. They go home. He takes the hat off. That, oh, shit. And then the ball guy take me home.
No, but by that time, I've already won them over.
I know. But I'm saying it's too late. You're like, oh, damn.
But you know,
I guess I'll rub the ball head, you know.
Summary.
It's like, well, I'm here.
Summary, just, yeah, keep an open mind and don't be so rigid with yourself, right?
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Camille, any thoughts?
Yeah, for me, I would say maybe don't kind of stick to, like, what society is portraying, because especially with social media, like, you're going to think from these memes, from these little videos, from whatever, they're subconsciously telling you what you need to define as Mr. Right Now, or what you need to do to find love in your life. But sometimes you have to take risks, but at the same time, you kind of have to stay true to yourself. And I think sometimes in the process, people lose themselves.
Yeah, that's a given. Don't follow what social media says. Like, social media is the worst map for anything in life, in my opinion. Because half the time, the people who put that information out there, they don't even have their own shit together.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed we have a trend going on here. Everybody's saying about, oh my God, yeah, go for the person. Love, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah, but also notice when the person's Mr. Right Now, and like, they're not the one. Like, y'all need to start to notice that. Like, stop going back and forth with these ancient people. And know when it's time to cut them off.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
There are some people dragging ancient people around with them.
I mean, that's in every corner of life. But anyway, for me, personally, as somebody that likes to attach numbers, figures, and percentages to things.
Ball guy facts.
Yes. I will say that the process of finding the right person for you is anything but. And when you try and make it that, you kind of box yourself into a position where you have very little space to grow. In life, like, you could meet the right or the right now at any point in your life, and you kind of just have to go with the flow. Like, and the other factor is that people can change. So the right now can become the right, and you can evolve, and the right can become somewhere that you don't want to be anymore.
They can be the right now.
Yeah, you can even be the situation.
Yeah,
exactly.
So
plenty of people have thought they found the right, and then something has happened that has made him or her somebody that you don't want to be anymore. So in life, you have to be flexible. You have to open your heart. You have to open your mind and your heart, and then you just have to evolve, and then hope that you can find somebody that can evolve with you and take them along that journey, because life is just a journey, like on Google Maps.
Oh boy, thank you for that. Beautiful.
That's
poetic.
That's a ball guy.
Wisdom.
Parable for you there.
Yes.
Always stray from the beaten path.
Well, thank you to everyone tuning in for this week's episode. Let us know what you thought. What do you think about Mr. or Miss Right or Right Now?
Are you with Mr. Right or Mr. Right Now? Which one are you with? Let us know.
We are also, like, really, really wanting to do an advice column. So, you know.
You know, hit us up for some advice.
Send us those anonymous messages. I'm not saying it would be
good advice.
But it'd be advice.
But it'd be advice.
And next week we have a great episode in store again. You know? Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. On that note, guys, we're out.